Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why.
Can you elaborate?
Zara Larsson, Lush Life. You know, this song right here. This is it right here. Why Hall & Oates fades out. Hold on. Let me do this. I'm on my snitching music hype here.
Okay.
Listen to this. Dun, 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 dun. You know, you like that song. Oh, Spinotti. Wait till it kicks in.
It's all a beat.
Lubbin. I live my day as if it was the last. Oh, Lush Life. Hey, watch how this beat comes in. It puts me in a good mood.
Now imagining Baby Chez and Bonte.
Oh, yeah.
Doing like,
we don't want to lose the monetization of our right. stream,
yeah,
Bonte.
Yeah, you're destroying
all right.
everything.
All right, whatever. I'm
Let
sorry.
Let him play
wait,
it.
Wait till that beat comes in. Hey. Crush. Oh, man, guys.
Is that something really old?
Yeah, probably, but I just heard it. I shazammed it. I was like, wow, this is good.
Makes I feel good.
I do. I shazammed
that
everything.
Was an old one, too.
Dude.
Not yeah, even ask Siri, he shazammed it.
I got like 200 shazams. I hear a beat, I just tap.
It's a great app, Shazam.
It's a great app.
Kazam, also a great movie.
Shaquille Kazam O'Neal. Was a good movie. Was a good movie. Show's just been monetized. Hey, 510. Bonte, listen to Sabrina. Also, don't be ashamed. It's not weird you're maturing musically. I am maturing in many ways. Many, many ways. All right. Purdy for 30. The Purdy 30. The Purdy 30. Purdy for 30. I want 30 seconds on your thoughts about Brock Purdy's performance against the Minnesota Vikings. Line them up, 888-957-9570. Joe, to start this exercise, you're on the clock here. You're on the clock. And it will go out to the lines right now, 888-957-9570. But you first, asking your thoughts on Purdy's performance. 30 seconds. Boom.
I thought that Brock Purdy had a mixed bag. I think a lesser quarterback who doesn't have a great sense of the pocket would have been sacked a dozen times in this game. I'd like to see him run a little more. I think running is one of his best attributes, and it feels like they're going to need him to run. There are hidden yards out there for him to run, and you saw it on a couple of different scrambles, one to just get back to the line of scrimmage, another one to get an 11-yard first down, which fired me up. He had some really nice intermediate throws, and he did have some that he stared down some guys. I'd like to see the coach and the offensive line synergize a little better to give him time to be able to crush teams down the field. I would also like to see some bunch formations to give him some easy layup throws. So Purdy, mixed bag of results, but I don't think the offensive line and the play calling was doing him any favors either.
All right, KB in Oakland. KB in Oakland, your thoughts on Purdy. You got 30 seconds. 30 seconds, KB. What you got?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I appreciate you. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
I thought Purdy played great. I mean, I'm probably in the minority here, but I mean, he completed almost 80% of his passes, leading the league in yards. And it was just one of those weird Shanahan game plans. He seems to have these like once or twice a year where he completely gets away from the bread and butter. There was no play action. And here's the question I have for you guys. Where's the yak in both of these games so far? We haven't seen any receivers breaking free and running after the catch. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, lack of separation I saw in the Minnesota game. Minnesota was tight on these wide receivers and tight ends, man. Not a lot of separation from what I've seen in the Minnesota game after watching it back there. Just not a lot of separation, not a lot of creativity in the route tree as well. Uncle Gene, Purdy for 30. Dirty Purdy, whatever we're calling it. Uncle Gene, you're on the clock.
All right. First of all, full disclaimer. I watched about a little over half the game from London, a London pub, so I didn't see the whole thing. But what I saw, and looking at the stats, I think he had a good to maybe even a very good game. I think he's just not getting the support he needs with the line work, and Ayuk is not Ayuk yet, so neither is Trent. So when these guys come along, even with Debo and CC out, I think that we should start winning some games.
All right, there it is, Uncle Gene from London. Mark in San Francisco. Mark in San Francisco, you're on the clock. 30 seconds. Your thoughts on Brock?
Listen here, guys. Brock Purdy played an excellent game. The advanced metrics tell you so. He had the second best CPOE of any quarterback in the NFL last week, and he had the lowest separation.
Do me a favor. Explain what that stat even means.
That is completion percentage above expected. Shout out to Lombardi on that one. So,
keep cooking, Mark. Keep cooking.
He has the lowest separation of any quarterback in the NFL. That's 32. 32 in the NFL, with Debo Samuel averaging zero yards of...
That's it right there. 30 seconds is up. Garrett in Virginia
EPA.
Beach.
Can we just... Do you know Joe Montana's EPA?
What is it? I don't know.
Nor do I care. Do you know Tom Brady's? I don't know and I don't care.
Oh, man.
You know what I do know? Super Bowls. You know what I know about Tom Brady? 7 Super Bowls. You know what I don't know about Patrick Mahomes?
EPA.
He's EPA.
I got a thought on that in just a second.
What are we doing?
Garrett in Virginia
Beach. It's like
Beach.
War for baseball. I don't care.
You're more of a BPA guy.
I am.
That's unfortunate. Garrett in Virginia
it's
Beach. It's happening.
It's an acquired taste.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so with my thoughts on Brock Purdy, I thought that was a pretty good game. Although I agree with you guys, I feel like he needs to use his legs a little bit more. I feel like Shanahan's restricting him a little bit. Where is the yak?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But compare him to Jimmy G. That was a good game for Jimmy G, and that was Brock Purdy on not really on his best game. So that's my take.
There completely it is. Agree. There it is. I'll go 30 seconds here. And I like this idea, love it. 30 for Purdy. Every single week we'll do it. Your 30-second thought about Brock Purdy, the quarterback of the 49ers here. Is he the franchise guy? We shall see. But look, I didn't think it was his best game. He stared down receivers, which Baldy pointed out. I saw the same thing. On the second watch, at first I thought, man, there's no checkdowns available. But on the second watch, courtesy of 49er Frank, I said, damn, the checkdowns were there. Maybe he didn't trust Jordan Mason. He was a little hesitant. I thought Brian Flores undressed Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan in his football game. They confused the heck out of him, and it's going to happen to the best of them. I'm eager to see what Minnesota's defense does moving forward. They've seen Daniel Jones or Brock Purdy, but he had Brock Purdy's number. With that said, the Niners had a chance to win the football game, couldn't have got off the field on third down, and then on third downs offensively, you go 2-10 on third down. That's not good enough there. So it was a C-minus game for me when it comes to Brock Purdy, and that's my 30 seconds.
You know, somebody from the 650 is texting in. I love that, by the way. Someone from the 650 is texting in, and I completely agree. They're running so much spread shotgun on early downs. I would like to see them go back to the I formation and some of their singles back sets, because to me, running play action out of those sets, he's less predictable with his eyes when he turns his back to the defense than when he does, when he do that gun run, right? And he's looking at, and it's whether it's a keeper or whatever, and he's looking at Debo on those slants. It feels like the linebackers are just keen on his eyes on that one. And I'd like to see Shanahan go back to having him turn his back to the defense. He's better as an under center drop back quarterback and an under center play action quarterback. I completely agree, 650.
I thought Shanahan showed maybe a little too much respect for Brian Flores. Sometimes you just got to run your stuff. He said they were anticipating a lot of blitzes because Brian Flores and company blitzed 51% of the time last year. And we saw the cover zero blitz this past Sunday from them, especially on the goal line when the Niners went for it on fourth and three there, and they didn't get the touchdown. So I thought at times Shanahan maybe showed a little too much respect for Brian Flores and the Minnesota Vikings. Instead, just go right at them. Run your stuff. Run your game, whether it's I formation, whether it's single back, whether it's spread, I don't care. But I thought at times they showed Minnesota way too much respect defensively instead of saying, you know what, we're the 49ers. We dictate the tempo. We dictate the tone. Instead, they came out through three straight passes on the first drive, and they go three and out.
Totally.
That can't happen.
I completely agree. All right. Purdy for 30 or 30 for Purdy or whatever we're calling this was excellent. But I want to hear Spadoni and Lubman's thoughts on this as well. You know, the resident Raider fan, I need to hear his opinion because he's outside
the
bubble.
Why do you need to hear his opinion? You know what he's going to say.
Well, he knows what
he thinks he knows what I'm going to say because he thinks I'm so slanted and anti-49ers.
No, hold on. Time out. How the hell does Spadoni know what good quarterback play is?
Because he's seen Mahomes in the division for the last 7 years.
He's seen one good season of Raiders football. They couldn't tell us what good quarterback play is.
Are we going to be doing this? In that last 20 years, Niner fans and Raider fans, quarterback play has been abismal.
Come on. I'm going to do that. Just because
Rich Gannon's the only one with an MVP. He was the Raiders quarterback.
Watch the whole league. Like I'm kidding.
Stop keeping up with Spadoni. I'm joking with him. Gosh. All right.
Lubman.
I'm so serious today.
Let's go out to the line. Sim Lubman, Purdy for 30. Or 30 for Purdy or whatever we're calling this. Let's do it.
We've with this 30 for Purdy here, we've obviously been pointing out the staring down of receivers. But for me, if I'm going to nitpick anything on Brock, is he was kind of forcing some throws a little bit. I thought last year a lot of the issues he had was when he does try to force a play when there really isn't anything there. He did kind of throw some balls into some double, triple, quadruple coverage even at one point. And what was it, the fourth and goal at the start of the second quarter when he tried to go to Juwan Jennings, didn't work out there. I thought he had Brandon Ayuk on the cross there, but, you know, subpar game from Brock, not his best work, but definitely not something to, like, you know, freak out and panic about. We'll see what goes on, you know, going forward.
How's the Giants game on Sunday?
Oh, sorry, my time's up, so I can't really say.
Let's go out to Joe Spadoni. Joe Spadoni in the box in the other room over there. What's in the box?
It's a great movie, Seven, by the way, as Halloween is approaching, all-timer.
What's the name of the movie?
Seven.
I don't think
Seven Deadly Sins, Brad Pitt.
Are you serious?
Morgan Freeman? I missed that one, yeah.
Oh, it's all, no, you got to go watch that. It's aged very, very
Seven
well.
And 12 Monkeys were like back-to-back almost.
Oh,
and
wow.
Two classics.
Oh, I missed both of them, but what year was that?
Seven was like mid-90s.
94, 95, 96.
Yeah, I slept on that one.
Let me Google it. Brock Purdy's going to be fine. Like, I didn't come away from that game saying, oh my goodness, Brock, he struggled so mightily. No, I came away from that game saying Kevin O'Connell outcoached Kyle Shanahan. Brian Flores outcoached Nick Sorensen. That's, you know, this is the thing that we do. 49ers fans love to do this. And it is funny because Kyle Shanahan is enemy number one always, where we just saw Nick Sirianni last night, what an actual bad head coach looks like. You can blame the quarterback if you want for, what, one interception? They call the fumble the second one. But at the end of the day, Brock Purdy was not the problem, Bonte Hill. See, I keep up for good quarterback play. I know a good quarterback when I see one.
Brock Purdy wasn't the problem? Who
was not the problem?
Offensive line?
Well, it's Brian Flores just out-scheming. Out-scheming the genius, Kyle Shanahan.
It's the only sport where we talk about coordinators. Like, they're on the field doing all the stuff. Like, no one's like, huh. I mean, the pitching coach just completely fooled those other.
Steve Spagnuolo's sticky man coverage,
who
guys.
Who was Bobby Cox's pitching coach for all those years?
Oh, Leo Mazzoni.
Leo Mazzoni. He was, I mean, look what he did. He out-schemed the
Mike Maddox touched the shoulder of C.J. Wilson, and he knew he had nothing
Dave
left.
Dave Righetti out-schemed the Philadelphia Phillies in that series in 2010.
So is that three interceptions?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.